wrong, whatever you like.
Okay. So take me back a little bit. Tell me about, I mean, how long have you lived in Ozaukee County? When did you first start getting active in politics?
I've lived in Ozaukee County since 1975. I started teaching at Port Washington High School then. And I've been active in politics for probably since high school on some level, but active as far as a county party chair. The last 4 years, I've been on the state admin committee for probably 8, 9 years. And it's really been a lot of fun here. It really has been.
So walk me through, in the brief synopsis of things that have changed over time.
Okay.
I mean, most people know, if they know of Ozaukee County, they know it as one of the wow counties.
Right. And I always say there would be no wow without Ozaukee, because it would just be wuh. But Ozaukee County, it's changed in a lot of ways. So like when I think when I first started teaching in Port Washington to now, there's been a lot of demographic changes in population, for one thing. We have people moving to the county from other parts of the country, other parts of the state, and that's changed, I think, the way people view the world here.
How so? I guess when did you start getting a sense that?
I would say we really started to see some movement in about 2018, where and being from, a conservative county, when we first started out, we were probably about, I'd say 70-30 Republican. And at the referendum in August, we were 50-50. So the movement has been, our goal as a county party has been to have a progressive voice so that people want to live here and feel comfortable here, because that hasn't always been the case. When I would put out signs for Bill Clinton, people would literally drive over my front yard and back into the street to mow them over in Cedarburg. That doesn't happen anymore. I know it doesn't sound like it's a big thing, but I mean that kind of thing doesn't happen. And it's far more 50-50 in Cedarburg than it went for Biden by 19 votes in 2020. But we've really been very, very vigilant about making sure we're visible. We're at the parades, we're at the fair, we write letters to the editor, we, put ads out, get involved in community activities as far as, food banks and meals and just wanting people to know who we are and what we stand for.
When I was in Green Bay, I heard a similar story from Christy Welch talking about for years she would talk to people who thought they were just living
Exactly.
by themselves, like the
Right.
only Democrats
Exactly.
surrounded by Republicans,
True.
And how isolating that could feel.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it mean for people when they realize they're not alone in their political beliefs and that other people do agree with them?
Well, I think, victories lead to more victories. And here, same thing, if I'm knocking a door and they'll say, well, I'm the only one, I'm like, no, actually, that person, that person, that person, that person in this neighborhood are all Democrats. And but it wasn't, it was intimidating to say you were a Democrat at one point. And very dismissive. I think during the Scott Walker recall years, when I would be collecting signatures in downtown Cedarburg, people would yell at me, "Go back to Milwaukee." So I would say since then, since we had a, since we've had Governor Evers in Madison, it makes people hopeful that their positions are valid.
So what have you seen this year? And I guess take me back to when Biden was still the nominee, coming off the debate. There were a lot of Democrats. What was that feeling like?
We had, and I don't, I love President Biden. You know that. I think he's been a great president. He's been a great patriot. His family has been. We had a debate party here that night, and when President Biden walked out onto to the podium, it was like, oh boy. And the mood here was very solemn. And we actually had people say, I'm not, I'm going to vote for him, but I'm not going to do doors, I'm not going to volunteer. When he passed the torch, and I love what Vice President Harris says, that he passed the torch to all of us, not to her. I've never, I mean, you saw people are coming in today because they see our door open, getting signs, volunteering. It's really been encouraging. There's people that have been here I've never seen before. And, we're not a very big county. And our county party is growing quite rapidly. When I first was active, we literally had 10 members. I'm not kidding, 10. And now we're, you know, we're a little over 300, which on paper, which much less all the people that are volunteering that don't necessarily join the party. So it, I've never seen this many people wanting to volunteer ever as I've seen. And we had the, President Obama had his office in Cedarburg when he ran in 2012, and we didn't have this kind of activity.
Explain to me the difference between an enthusiastic voter and a reluctant voter, because they both count as one vote. But what difference does that mean, though?
Yeah, I think it's the energy that they give to everybody else, you know, or their willingness to do more than just vote. Or their willingness to write, as I said, we spend a pretty vigilant letter to the editor campaign. But the difference is that they're willing to talk to their neighbor. They're willing to say, I think about even in my own family, daughters-in-law that live in Seattle were like, well, you know, I'll vote for him. But, you know, now they're like, yes, this is exciting. This is a new generation of thinking and faces, and it's just been a very emotive experience. You know, people are emotionally charged, and it's great.
What are you seeing from the other side? Because at the RNC, Republicans were more unified around Donald Trump than they'd ever seen before, coming off the assassination attempt. With Joe Biden still the nominee, they thought, we are going to win, and it's going to be a blowout. I mean, they were telling their people, don't get too overconfident.
Right.
What are you seeing since then? Are you able to gauge that?
Well, I was at the DNC, and it was fabulous, obviously. I mean, it was really an exciting experience. And being in the Wisconsin caucus, we had, you know, all these people, you know, coming in for breakfast, talking to us from, you know, from Elizabeth Warren to Jamie Raskin to Cory Booker. And, you know, it's just been an enthusiasm, and I think people sitting down and looking at the issues. The other side here in Ozaukee County still, in my opinion, has a hard time dealing with the fact that we exist. The chair of the Republican Party wrote a pretty, I thought, toxic editorial saying that he'll vote for the felon and comparing Joe Biden to someone that runs a Russian gulag. So they still have kind of an entitled view of this county in terms of how dare there be people that think differently. And that's been our experience, not just me, but, you know, our county party.
Talk to me a little bit about the significance of a day like today, where you have someone coming in that you know, may not have bothered to swing through
no
the
kidding.
Wild counties back
yeah,
in the
really.
Day.
Yes, so we've had, I mean, right after the convention, we had Senator Warren here, and then we had Kate Walsh and Debbie Wasserman Schultz in Thienesville at an event. And yes, these people were not swinging through Ozaukee County. People generally don't know where Milwaukee is, much less Ozaukee County. It's really energizing, and people feel like I'm flattered. They're, you know, they're encouraged. They, you know, the idea of that this, they're here because they care about our vote and our action. So it makes a big, again, it's like this idea of victories lead to more victories. So those little kinds of having, you know, First Lady Walls here from Minnesota is exciting. People are really, they're flattered.
And there's an interesting parallel in there that Minnesota had been under Republican leadership for a while, similar to Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. They were able to flip their chambers and they make a lot of changes with very narrow majorities.
Absolutely.
I mean, do people in Wisconsin see a roadmap there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we have Minnesota envy here. There's no doubt about that. I was a teacher in Act 10, you know, devastated public unions. And you have a former public school teacher as a governor is a whole different view of the world. Yes, I think that if you look at the economy in Minnesota, which is ranked between 3rd and 6th, depending upon the criteria, we're ranked 43rd. Yes, our hope is that we can make life better for people in Wisconsin if we can move the Assembly and the Senate, because they're just a stranglehold on the governor right now.
And then you were telling me about signs, and there's a lot of Democratic strategists that say signs don't vote.
Right.
I'm sure you've had to...
I've heard that a lot. My own son says that to me all the time.
But what's your response in terms of what does it mean when people want signs?
They want to be able to say, boom, I'm voting for Harris. You know, I'm voting for Tammy. I'm voting for Jody. They want to be able to say that. And there was a time when the state party would not give us any signs. Like when I talk about the Bill Clinton piece, I'd have to go to Milwaukee, buy the signs, and bring them back to my house. They didn't want to waste their money here. And now we have, you know, a field organizer, we have an engagement organizer, we have a regional organizer, and lots of signs. And it's interesting too, because we have, you know, Wausaukee County goes from a very wealthy Mequon, and then we get go up the lake, and we're very rural. And I think in rural areas especially, signs make a difference. And so I picked up close to 400 signs last week. We've got 10 left. And we're picking up another 400 today. And so even, as I said, people were coming in the office because they saw the door open, you know, saying, I'm putting this on. My neighbor has, you know, so I'm doing this. So yeah, it makes it, I've heard all the same argument that signs don't vote. But it gives people confidence, as you were saying earlier, you know, you knock a door and you say, well, this house, this house, this house. Well, now there's actually a sign that gives people kind of a breath of confidence in their political view.
All right. So where are you picking the signs up from?
The Milwaukee office in Bayview.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else that you want to add along the lines we've been talking about?
I think we're going to win this.
So, wild stab in the dark. I probably won't put this on, but I'm curious. You know, I showed you those numbers
right,
the Center
right.
for Politics had put out.
Right.
You know, 50-50 in, you know, it's technically nonpartisan, but
right.
You know, partisan
right.
slanted.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is what would be an excellent outcome?
I think for us, if we got close to 50.
Do you
Seriously,
think is 40 absolutely basement for you, or are you?
40's basement. We'll do much better than that. I mean, we did better than that in 2020. So, yes, I think we're going to, you know, all the indications of the amount of people that have said to me, like I'm walking around my little neighborhood and I'll see a yard sign and I'll say, and I can't tell which yard it's in, and these people are sitting in their garage, and I'll say, it's a Democratic sign, and then I'll say, is this your yard? And they're like, yes. And I said, well, I'm chair of the Wausaukee County Democratic Party. And they go, well, you know, I'm a Republican, but I can't vote for Trump. That's the kind of, we've got a lot of former Republicans in our party. And I'd be curious if there's a lot of former Democrats in the Republican Party. I'd find that hard to believe.
All right. Can I get you to say and spell your name and give
sure.
your title so I have it correct
sure,
on
sure,
tape?
Sure. Deb Dassow, DEBDASSOW. Chair of the Wausaukee County Democratic Party.
And what is the worst mispronunciation of your last name you've heard?
Dassow. So it's Dassow, like Darrow, like Arrow. I mean, think about being in a college class and someone goes, is Deborah Dassow here? And you're like, yep.
Yeah, I guess you could put duh. Yeah, that did. Okay, I get it. That's pretty bad.
So.
All right. Thank you so much for giving us
time.
I really appreciate it.